This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the DJV Show, 7 after the hour, Monday, July 27th. With Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan, Jennifer is off today. She's feeling under the weather. Not sure whether she's got it or a cold. I'm betting on it. But unfortunately, in her other place of employ, she has somebody that has tested positive. So you know what kind of havoc that runs into one's mind and reality. Thinking about all the things where we are, instead of that becoming, you know, look at this story and that story and the next story, there's plenty of information, and we'll share it with you during the course of the hour. But I want you to think about the other space in which you live. You have been doing things before, I would like to say, exquisitely. I think most people, if you've gotten to this point in your life, you have figured out how to balance. And I use this program as a good example of balance. Jennifer and Victoria and me with you, I think it's exquisite how well, if I do say so myself, we balance things. And hopefully we do it in a way that you're not going to get bored, frankly. There are some high points and there are some low points, and I'm sure you appreciate the peaks. Sometimes there are a few ugly creatures, if you will, that make their way, those creatures, into our conversation. But for the most part, Victoria and Jennifer are just plain adorable as far as I'm concerned.
And thanks.
So, yeah, no, I mean, you're moving targets. We're all moving targets, but we become pretty agile, I think, and pretty brilliant jumping from one story to another. It's like quicksand. Sometimes you can get out of it, or a tornado. By the way, did you see all the storms that are supposed to make landfall this week?
Well, wow. Texas got hit pretty bad over the
Mexico.
Weekend.
Yeah,
now it's sort of moved away from the Texas panhandle, and it's now in northeastern Mexico. But, yeah, Texas had flooding, lots of damage, and Hawaii is it hasn't made landfall yet. It's about 60 miles. That hurricane, I think it's Hannah. That one is, I think, still 60 miles away from Oahu, but that's it's heading right for the island. So
yeah.
Not that common to have hurricanes in the Pacific.
Nope.
But in the last couple of years, you know, as global warming is a thing,
climate change.
So the warmer the water gets, the more these storms are there, and they're just sort of waiting to happen. So
speaking
stay safe,
of
everybody.
Waiting, people are waiting to find out what the latest will be in the stimulus package. You've got to get another $1,200 check, or you can be able to file, if you have your own business, for more PPP. There is, because of the continuing. When this all started, when the energy got behind Congress and other legislative bodies, local, regional, statewide bodies to try to help people along, there was no knowledge at the time really what the disease is or was, how long it would last, the toll it would take. At that point in time, the first stimulus package that was passed out of complete fear. Everybody was scared about everything. Now we have sort of a better grip on the reality of how long it's going to take, the whole pursuing of a vaccine, what psychologically that means to people, and then the fact that this has become less, it's not as potent as it used to be, but still people are dying from it, and it is, it's something that through the cooperation or conspiratorialism of the news media and politicians that want to control you. I want to address that kind of with George Carlin in a minute. But there are some things that are coming around the bend with regard to stimulus, Victoria. What are they?
Well, we don't have details yet, but we will have details today, according to the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. He was all over the press over the weekend saying that, and this is kind of interesting because the Republicans have been trying to come up with a package to present to sort of the GOP plan. The first round of all the stimulus stuff was the Democratic plan, and so now the second round kind of fell to the Republicans. It's a $1 trillion relief package. It includes another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. However, they have not announced yet what the income requirements will be for that, because in the last round, if you made, I think, $90,000 a year or less, you were eligible for the $1,200 stimulus check. The number I heard tossed around this weekend was you need to make less than $40,000 now. So I don't know what, I don't know how they rationalize eliminating the entire middle class who lost jobs, but that's one thing that was being tossed around. They have additional funding for elementary and secondary schools in this next round. They are getting rid of the pandemic insurance. That was the extra $600 per week that people who were filing for unemployment got. So they're eliminating that. They also, basically, it was a non-starter. President Trump wanted to do the payroll tax cut. And even
which I actually thought was a pretty good idea.
Mnuchin said that it's something that can't happen right away, so he sort of softened the blow on that. But the truth is, there are some very prominent Republicans who just, that was a non-starter for them. They didn't even want to explore that. So this was not something that the Democrats, you know, Trump went on Twitter and blamed the Democrats for shooting down the payroll tax cut. That's not true. His own party did not want this, and Mnuchin finally admitted that it just was a non-starter with way too many influential Republicans. So I don't know what the reason for that is, but that is just the fact that it's not going to happen. So we'll find out more details today. We'll see, you know, what do you need to do if you're still filing for unemployment, if you're going to, because a lot of people are going to be missing that extra $600. That's how a lot of families survived through this. So without that number, there's another number that's been tossed around that maybe it would be $400. Another math equation, which I think is very confusing, that Mnuchin presented was maybe they'll give you 70% of what your former payment was, what your former salary was, but then Nancy Pelosi said, well, 70%, that puts so much of an extra burden on all of the administrators in each state to do that extra math that it's just going to delay the payments even further. So it doesn't sound like that's a great a workaround either. So we'll find out later today what the magical formula will be.
One of the things that's happening in your neighborhood, my neighborhood, all of our neighborhoods, the sales of real estate have, I was talking to my friend, very dear friend, that's a real estate, probably one of the top 10 real estate brokers in the greater Boston area, about what he sees happening and how the real estate there, especially in my neck of the woods here, are going high. They just, I mean, I don't even understand. Up, 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 and up. Money is easily available. And as far as that's concerned, about 30% of homeowners who have a mortgage are now saving $300-$400 a month with refi. The refi business is, because the interest rates are so low, again, that the refi business has become a huge business. Listen to some of the commercials that you hear in other places as well. It is really the pressure on lenders to get the paperwork done because of all of the applications is really huge. And if the if that particular bank is involved in working with the SBA, wow, what paperwork. Paperwork galore as all of this stuff continues. So car business is excellent. Homes are selling. And yet there are 30-some-odd million Americans out of work. So it must be that the people who are out of work were not the people who were buying homes to begin with, or even moving into apartments. The apartment rental, we have a new huge complex in downtown Framingham that now is 77% occupied. I would not have thought a year ago when they opened it that they would have traction at all. And there are three other ones just like it that are in various stages of getting ready to open up right by the train stations. That's got to, but people aren't. People aren't getting on the train. They're working from home. So I'm wondering.
Yeah, my husband's company announced over the weekend that no one will be back in the office in Manhattan until January.
Wow.
So, and our Kara, our former producer, we had a FaceTime call on Friday. Jen and Kara and I did. We like to keep up our little, you know, Friday night cocktails.
Yeah, yeah.
And her company, she's based in D.C. Her company also said no one's going to be in the office until the end of the year or
well,
until January.
I think you're going to see. There is a cusp to this, and I think I said this early on, that there are a lot of influences to it and for it. Astrologically speaking, things lighten up a lot toward the end of this year.
Hearing mid-January, astrologically, mid-January is sort of where things kind of clear, the dust gets cleared. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So in the meantime, the vaccine, all the pressure on that, which is psychological as much as anything else. If you think you're going to avoid getting COVID by getting the vaccine, it's the same folly as you're going to avoid getting the flu by getting a flu shot. It's good because it maybe makes you feel good, but the stuff that they make, they have to do it so far out, 6, 7, 8 months, that by the time it gets to being used, all those viruses mutate so many. I mean, that's not new. Mutation is not new.
No. This is why 30 years later, there's no AIDS vaccine.
Right.
There is no AIDS vaccine. There are treatments that are incredibly effective, but there is no AIDS vaccine because every single time scientists got a vaccine, the virus had already mutated onto the next level, to the next phase.
Yep.
So it's the same thing with this. It's the same thing with a lot of, you know, viruses. It's just, I don't know. I understand people feel comforted by the vaccine idea, and I have friends in my own group who say they won't go back to work until there's a vaccine. And I'm respecting everyone's thoughts and feelings on this. For me personally, I don't care about a vaccine. I want some solid treatments and therapeutics. That's what I'm most concerned about.
Right. Yeah. But you're in the minority there. Everybody wants a quick fix, as it seems. 17 after the hour. Much more coming up regarding COVID and some other things, non-COVID. In fact, an appearance from George Carlin in the next half hour of the DJV program. Now, he's not going to really be here because he's been dead for 7 years, but he lives on. And a couple of new treatments of some of his classic work. So that's up and coming here on the DJV program. Bright smile. Let's have that smile. Let's see those gams. How did teak become called gams? How'd that happen?
Legs are gams.
Oh. Not teeth?
No, teeth are not gams. Legs are gams. Yeah.
What are teeth? What's the, there's a slang expression.
Chompers?
Are they really?
I've heard chompers.
I think of people that have false teeth. I have in front of me, I feel like Karnak, Ed saying to Johnny, you have in front of you an envelope that contains the hermetically sealed stuff. I have in front of me a tube. A white tube. You have them at your house as well, Victoria. It is a white swab that comes from Power Swabs. So I've snapped open the tube. I have the Q-tip that has the ingredients, the all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent, ready to lighten up. I do this on the air about once every couple of weeks or so, because I want to continue the treatment myself so my teeth are as white as possible. So there's one swab on one side. I do another one on the right side. Then I go down below to the lowers. Get them. Make sure you touch everything a little bit more. I suppose this would be more effective if it were on video. Probably should do one of these videos.
You think?
Post.
I've only been saying that for 4 years, but sure.
All right, so there. Yes, I know you do. It's fabulous. All right, so there's how long. The reason I do it is because then you see how long it takes you to put the Power Swabs, the teeth detergent on your teeth, and then, you know, by the time we come back from our music segment, your teeth will have turned two shades whiter. So if you're drinking coffee and tea and red wine and all that stuff and you want to fix the problem, this is the most intensive and safest whitening product on the market. Guaranteed your satisfaction or your money back in 30 days. How about that? And no automatic shipments or any of that stuff. And nothing about this that's frustrating. It's just good. It works. Get 40% off, then take another $10 off using the code DJV10 when you go to powerswabs.com. Make sure that you're satisfied that you love this, because you will love it. You get the Stain Out Quick Stick, as I said, free shipping with the DJV10 code. All kinds of reasons to get at it. You got to go to powerswabs.com, use the discount code DJV10, and you'll be all set.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Victoria?
Well, this is Peter Green, right? I think we should say who it is.
Yeah, all right, okay, yeah.
Old school Fleetwood Mac.
This is before Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Peter Green was a co-founder of Fleetwood Mac. He passed away over the weekend at the age of 73. He was probably best known as their guitarist, but he did a lot of vocal stuff, too, I think, with him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I love Fleetwood Mac.
I do, too.
Yeah, I only really know them when Stevie and Lindsey joined.
Yeah.
So Lindsey Buckingham replaced Peter Green on guitar.
Yeah. And now he's gonzo, too. Stevie Nicks paying tribute to Peter Green. She was there after he was gone, but she said the Green era music, one of the reasons she decided to join Fleetwood Mac in the first place. Back in 98, both Green and Nicks were among the 8 Fleetwood Mac members inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She said, "I'm sorry to hear about the passing of Peter Green. My biggest regret is that I never got to share the stage with him. I always hoped in my heart of hearts that that would happen. When I first listened to all the Fleetwood Mac records, I was very taken with his guitar playing. It was one of the reasons I was excited to join." Green, by the way, died on Saturday. He was 73, yeah. He played with John Mayall for a while. That's where his blues connection came. He led Fleetwood Mac with the first 3 studio albums, as well as their hit singles, Albatross, which I don't ever remember, Frank. Has he got Man of the Hour there? Is that what this is? Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, it's not the Fleetwood Mac that I like. Stevie continued, "His legacy will live on forever in the history books of rock and roll. It was the beginning. Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, and I thank you, Peter Green, for that. You changed our lives." Mick Fleetwood, who co-founded Fleetwood Mac with Green in 67, said, "Peter was the man who started the band Fleetwood Mac along with myself and John McVie and Jeremy Spencer. No one has ever stepped into the ranks of Fleetwood Mac without a reverence for Peter Green and his talent." So, the passing of Peter Green noted, but again, not from the wheelhouse that we were used to or that we like, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
25 after the hour here on the DJV program and the music component of this hour's Monday program. Let's go to the dead now, literally and figuratively, one dead guy to another one. Jerry Garcia being honored in a 9-day live stream event hosted by the Rex Foundation and the Garcia family. The event is going to feature exclusive live music performances and storytelling. It takes place the 1st through the 9th. So this weekend for a week, starting this Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday the 1st, yeah.
Yep.
Proceeds benefit the Rex Foundation, which is Grateful Dead's non-profit organization created in 1984. Why do I think that has a connection? Rex means king, but also it's a throwback to T-Rex. Is there any connection, do you know? Does that make any sense?
No idea. I'm not a deadhead, so I have no idea.
Well, T-Rex was another one of these rock bands that was around. Nowhere near as popular as the Dead, but they were contemporaries. In addition to Grateful Dead themselves, Days Between will feature performances by Dead and the company Bob Weir, Campfire Band, Jerry Garcia's 75th Birthday Band, Jerry Garcia's 75th Birthday Acoustic Band, along with dozens of other acts, including Amos Lee, His Golden Messenger, Graham Nash, and more of that group.
I'm sure a lot of, like, John Mayer will probably be there.
Yeah.
They'll have some surprise guests, too.
Yeah, right. Days Between will also include a screening of Move Me Brightly, the 2012 concert film put on by Bob Weir to celebrate what would have been Jerry Garcia's 70th birthday. This year, Garcia's birthday celebration will be held within the live stream event this Saturday with a day-long event called Rock My Soul. Beyond the live stream, Days Between will host an online auction for memorabilia, like a guitar signed by Bob Weir, copies of Jay Blakesberg's books of photography, and a complete set of Jerry Garcia-inspired posters. So all that is available. It's 28 and change after. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
On today's Health Minute, Dr. Len Friedman from GSK is here to talk about our risk of hepatitis A and the importance of vaccination.
Hepatitis A is a highly contagious virus, and this virus targets the liver. It can be spread from person to person and also can be in contaminated food and drink. People can spread this virus before they come down with any of the signs or symptoms, and therefore we're...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
A Hollywood great has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Gone with the Wind and the Eras star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
British police are breathing a sigh of relief after a call about a loose panther turned out to be something much less fierce. Officers in West Sussex, England, called to a public park after a reported sighting of a large apex predator. After shining some flashlights, they realized the black panther was actually just a stuffed animal on a park bench. The police department admitted even the officers who responded didn't realize it was fake when they first arrived. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Few things here. It's 34 after the hour, the Monday, beginning of the week, another week of conversation, activity, thoughts, schemes, dreams, you name it. We talk about it here. The DJV program hosted by Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is out today. Victoria and I have been talking on and off about a few celebrities. The passing of Regis Philbin certainly needs to be acknowledged, maybe talked about. I was earlier on, we sort of started with the memories of him being with Joey Bishop. Before he became a national star, he was a local star, both in Los Angeles and his native New York. I think he always sounded like a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
can't get that out of somebody. And then he became friends with Joey Bishop. It was a good pairing. It never was as good. I think Regis, in many ways, was as good as Ed. They were a lot alike in many respects. Pretty much they were always happy. They were always themselves.
Ed McMahon, just for people who don't know.
Right, sorry, yes,
about,
yeah, right, yeah. So when Joey Bishop, who had been a frequent guest of Johnny Carson's
on his Tonight Show, ABC wanted to compete with Carson. Of course, nobody was smart enough to know that there was no competing with Carson. And the landscape is loaded with the bodies of those who tried. And Joey Bishop, as a member, a stand-up comedian, member of the Rat Pack, had lots of visibility, so ABC hired him to go on against Carson. It failed miserably. I don't think, I mean, it may have lasted a year.
It must have failed because I've never heard of Joey Bishop, and I have heard of Carson. So.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, but Regis didn't have to worry too much. He had started doing game shows, did a number of those, and then he got paired well with Kathy Lee Crosby, who was not necessarily an easy mark. She wasn't easy, and he was, so that's why it worked. And so then Kelly Ripa came along, what, in 2000, 2001, somewhere in mm-hmm. there. And Kathy Lee went over to NBC.
Well, Kathy Lee retired, actually. Yeah. She didn't go anywhere. She popped up on the Today Show many years later. So from 2001 until I don't know how long it was, she was just kind of gone and retired. Yeah. But I always thought Kelly and Regis were adorable together. I just loved their dynamic.
Yes, it was great. And she's been able to keep that caricature going with Ryan.
Yeah.
It was easy. It was Ryan kind of sometimes wants to be the sort of, I don't know if top dog is the right word, but he doesn't have the same chops. He has plenty of chops, but he doesn't have the same chops. He doesn't have the same selfless view of the world that Regis had. And that's what made it work. And Kelly is not an egomaniac either. And so the two of them paired well in a situation that required normalcy. All you have to be good on that show is normal, in a sense. And treat people normal. That's all you have to do.
The thing about Regis, though, and I think that the audiences around the country responded so well to him, because one of the best parts, and they still do it, and it's smart, one of the best parts of that show is the first few minutes before anything happens, when they just talk about what they did the night before. And with Regis, he was like you said, he was a typical New Yorker. He was out to dinner every night at a different fancy restaurant. He would tell about who he ran into.
Yeah.
Howard Stern was at the next table. He went over and talked to him, and he just had this amazing way of telling a story where you felt like you
great
were living vicariously through Regis and Joy's social life. And Kelly and Ryan still do that. Their social lives are very different than, you know, the Regis era, but they still do that, and it really brings people in, and you feel like you're getting to know them a little bit more.
Yeah, it just really is helpful to know. And it was interesting because part of that play, when Johnny and Ed first started working together back in the days of Who Do You Trust, which was a game show they did before they did The Tonight Show, they had nightlife, and they would talk about that. What Ed said to me, and I think most people, when Johnny Carson died, I remember any number of interviews that Ed did, and they would ask him, the interviewer, would ask him, what he liked best about their relationship on the air, and it was always the same. After the monologue, the 6 or 7 minutes that they would spend together talking about nothing. And the same thing held true with Kelly and Regis. The formula is to be yourself. That's what people love. And that's what they responded to. And then when Regis went on to do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
that was fun.
His fate.
Mm-hmm.
He was the perfect, even though he wasn't the first choice, he was, as it turns out, the right thing happens at the right reason for the right time. He was the absolute perfect guy for that, and he became, after his agent figured out what he had, Regis made a lot of money doing that show, which he deserved, because people were watching it for him. He was able to do stuff with the people, and that look on his face,
he can crack jokes. He was so funny. That was like our family viewing.
Oh,
our
whole to
family.
Be a millionaire. Yeah, it's just
our whole every family I knew would just sit and watch Millionaire. Yeah. Oh, well, we got to get off the phone. Millionaire's on.
Yeah, Millionaire's on. Right, most successful TV game show ever, and it was because in part the concept was great, but Regis was the perfect foil for that stuff. So, and people loved him because he was lovable. And isn't that fun how that works, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They loved him because he was lovable. So his passing, we note. About 7-8 years ago, I think I didn't have the same conversation, but something similar. And I want to say it was 7-8. It may have been longer than that. George Carlin passed away at the age of 73.
That's over 10 years now.
Has it been over 10 years?
I want to say 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his legacy is filled with stuff you can't air on the radio, at least not on a radio program like this. He was thoughtful. He was intelligent. He was fun. He was acerbic. How many different adjectives can you come up with to describe George Carlin, who managed to put us in our place? So there's a new piece of video, and I don't know whether you've decided, Victoria, you want to post it or not. But it's I want
sure
you to
we
listen.
Will. It's gone viral. This video has just all over social media. George Carlin's name was trending, which normally when you see that trending on Twitter, it means someone died. But then you know he's been dead for over 10 years, so
yeah.
That he was trending again. This video was trending. It really struck a chord with a lot of people.
Well, the story of the video is basically told well, not by us, but by Carlin. We've edited obviously for air the comments, but you get the gist of it, and I would say, please do yourself a favor, find the video. Are we posting it? I think we are going to.
We're going to post it on our Facebook page, yep.
Okay. The video that goes with this audio.
The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions, the politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
That's quite a line.
Yep, it is.
American
and that's
dream.
I looked up, I didn't know when that audio, when that was from a stand-up special that was one of the last things, if not the last one he did in 2005. So Think about the context of what he's talking about and go back 15 years where he was on the nose 15 years ago, and here we are all these years later, and it's just as relevant as ever.
Yep, sure is. A lot of stuff there to take into consideration, including the current misfit with the news media, politicians, the medical community, the drug companies, the COVID thing. It's just another rung on the ladder of control. Remember when we first started talking about this and I was criticized because I wasn't taking it seriously, and then I sort of fell back into what everybody else was talking about, let it play out for a while, thought, okay, well, I could have been wrong. I wasn't wrong. I was right. This thing, the way, and whether you want to take Carlin's words a little further to the Chinese, to the government of China, and who they're in cohorts with, or who their colleagues are, or who they're working with, there's so much mistrust, but mistrust that is well-founded because most of the news media is now in lockstep with the advertisers who pay to keep the programming on the air. And one of the things that's happened here, I say this not trying to be self-serving, but I've lost more advertisers than I can count because I wouldn't dance to their tune. They have the ability to buy a commercial, put it on the air, and then I'll never forget the guy that was the general manager of KMOX in St. Louis coming into the studio with me one night. I was on the air and I was talking about Buicks. I had just bought a Buick and I was having a little problem with it, and I was just talking about, it wasn't really negative, it was just a story. So I went to commercial break, and the general manager came into the, he was there all hours of the day and night. He came in and he said, you know, we don't talk about our sponsors on the air. And so I looked at him. This guy was a mountain, a big,
tall guy. Did you buy a Buick because they were a sponsor?
No, I had
bought a Buick. Or was it just coincidence?
I actually owned two Buicks. Mm-hmm. I owned a Buick Wildcat in 1970 and a Buick Electra in 1971.
Oh, so you didn't get a free car because you were on the air?
No, not at all. No, I'd had them back in Massachusetts before I went to St. Louis. And so anyway, I just looked at him and said, okay. That was a lesson. I mean, I was a young pup then. I was in my 30s, wasn't I, when I was at KMOX in 84, somewhere in there. At that time, we always did what the boss said, if you want to keep the job. But I thought about it for a while, and it was a long time. It was probably when I started doing this program on my own that I owned myself, that I had the courage to actually talk about sponsors, you know, the famous Walmart escapade, and, what happened. I've gotten into trouble. I got into trouble a month or so ago when talking about the virus and referring to it as the Chinese virus after I explained many times my reference, and most people that listen know what I was referencing, not the people, but the government, but there were people who didn't care for that explanation, so... You know, that was the end of that account. But at any rate, it still is the land of the free, the home of the brave, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm brave enough, or maybe dumb enough, to talk about things that other people won't talk about because they don't want to. And Victoria is a great foil for that because she's got brass, too. And sometimes both of us don't know when to be quiet, but it is...
I don't know that I've lost as any sponsors, but
well,
I think you're still ahead of me on that one.
I think I'm ahead of you on that one, yeah. Speaking of sponsors, this is a sponsor. I'm so proud of these people because of what they do and how they help. Anything that I endorse myself, it's helpful, it's natural. If it's a food product anyway, it's going to do you some good. And certainly, I don't know if you call this a food product. It is a product that helps get rid of the benefit of too much good food, but the ingredients in Calitrin are food, in fact. They've been certified by the government of the United States in approved facilities. They've been independently tested by third parties for quality and purity. All the examples that I can come up with of why to choose Calitrin for your weight loss program, I've enumerated any number of times. They are still true. They will always be true. If you can't understand that a company in business like this for 20 years and still growing by leaps and bounds, they have to have a product that works. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to survive. You can fool people for a while, but you can't fool them for over 20 years. It's a gluten-free product, all natural. Lose weight, keep it off with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, use discount code DJV, and get the BOGO deal on all of the products, and also you don't have to pay for shipping. Code DJV, toploss.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Another great Chucker flick, Victoria. There it is.
One?
The Swarm. That's what this movie music is from. The Swarm. So this was a swarm of bees, right? If I remember correctly, the promotional stuff. What was there about this? That this is like the Sharknado.
African killer bees.
Oh, like the ones that have come from China this year. Right?
Oh, the murder hornets.
The murder hornets, yeah. That's what this
well,
is.
Well, actually, when Irwin Allen did The Swarm in 1976, there's a lot of stories about African killer bees coming into the United States. So after he hit big with the Poseidon Adventure and the Towering Inferno, he wound up directing this film himself. It starred Michael Caine, Catherine Ross, and a bunch of different older celebrities, including Olivia de Havilland, who played a school teacher in The Swarm, as you know. Yesterday, he passed away at the age of 104, best known for Gone with the Wind. But I figured I'd go against the grain and play some theme music from The Swarm. Why not?
Of course.
Why not?
Makes good sense.
I'll tell you another story. Irwin Allen, when he did The Towering Inferno, wanted Olivia de Havilland to play the role of Mrs. Mueller, the role that went to Jennifer Jones, who he brought out of retirement to play that role. He wanted Olivia de Havilland. She didn't accept, so he wound up ultimately casting her 2 years later in The Swarm. But Jennifer Jones was pretty awesome in The Towering Inferno. I just want to
add. Speaking of Olivia de Havilland, she was quite the actress and quite the lady. You know, she was one of those real old-time Hollywood stars. She was officially a star. She wasn't just an actress. She was a star. She started in the studio. You know, that whole business, the studio contracts, the studio business, it was the studio era. And she was the first one to tell the studios to shove it. And she got away with it. That's where she first became known. You know, she didn't want to have another 7-year studio extension at Warner Brothers. So she said, no, I'm not signing it. And they said, it'll ruin your career. Not quite. Anyway, go ahead. What did you start to say?
Yeah, there was, beside her and obviously Regis Philbin, which I'm sure you talked about, another actor passed away over the weekend, John Saxon, who was the father in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, my heavens.
1, 3, A New Nightmare, and Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee. I really like that guy.
You may not recognize his name, but you would absolutely... He was the bad guy in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Yes, correct.
He was more often a bad guy than a good guy, but he was iconic in... during the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, he was in every television show you ever watched.
Yep.
He was in dozens and dozens and dozens of movies, most often a bad guy. He had that look about him. And so how old was he, Chucker?
82 years old.
82. That's not very old.
Yeah.
When you think about it. All right, so here's another thing that we need to mention, whether you have or you haven't. I noticed... that a lot of people paid attention to the 40th anniversary this past weekend of Caddyshack coming out on July 25th, 1980. What do you remember?
It's a classic film. I mean, Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, and...
Ted Baxter.
Ted Knight, who played Ted Knight. He's pretty awesome in that movie. And, you know, obviously that movie stood the test of time just as funny now as it was 40 years ago. Hard to believe, four decades ago, that film.
I've never been a Chevy Chase fan.
Me neither.
Never been much of an Aykroyd or Murray fan other than Saturday Night Live. But I've always thought Rodney Dangerfield was one of the funniest SOBs that ever walked the planet.
Oh, absolutely.
I
still say in 1986 when Rodney Dangerfield starred in the movie Back to School, one of the greatest star vehicles for a comic talent of all time. That movie is a classic, Back to School.
There are only two times that I can ever remember Johnny Carson losing it. I mean, and not being able to control himself.
Yeah.
One of them was he loved having Rodney Dangerfield on all the time because he couldn't ever know where Dangerfield was so lewd. he would come out with some, and McMahon would fall off of the couch literally. And watching Johnny's face, it was Rodney Dangerfield once and Don Rickles. One night, Rickles went on that show, and he almost undressed Carson, and the audience couldn't contain themselves. It was crazy.
Dean Martin was a pretty good guest on that show too.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. Always he was. But you know, you had to go back to that era. We were talking about George Carlin earlier, and this video. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on our website, djvshow.com. The updating of the Carlin thing about America. But there was another one. Man, that guy, what a fabulous entertainer. All right.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.